Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Week after the election, the next president continues to fill the cabinet picks.
And one Texas representative has something to say about one of them.
Democratic State Rep Henry Cuellar, who represents an extensive Texas border district, tells News Nation that he can reach across the aisle to work with Trump's new border czar, Tom Homan, because he has many times before.
We've done certain things together. We agree on a lot of things. But we just got to make sure that we don't go extreme left or extreme right. And I think people like Tom Homan, and I'll say this, we can sit down and work together because I've been doing this for many years.
Homan was a former director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Senator Marco Rubio is a favorite to ascend to Secretary of State under the new Trump administration. Looking at the president's other picks, he's tapped South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to head up the Department of Homeland Security. Former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin has been named to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The GOP will take control of the Senate, and so there's a lot of talk that Senator John Cornyn could become the next majority leader. Cal Gilson from SMU says Cornyn's made more effort to work across the aisle in the past.
He did a gun bill a couple of years ago that many Republicans wouldn't have touched. And so he would be more willing to work across the aisle sometimes with Democrats.
Gilson says Cornyn's widely respected, but thinks his attempts at bipartisanship might not work to his advantage. South Dakota Senator John Thune thought to have more of an edge for the majority leader.
Since 2 years ago today, a horrifying disaster unfolded before hundreds at the Wings Over Dallas Air Show.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Did he hit the plane? That other plane hit him?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Lord have mercy.
A vintage fighter plane cut through the back half of a B-17 bomber, sending six people to their deaths. The National Transportation Safety Board has a full report on the accident, but has not held a hearing to determine who was at fault.
Cops in Prosper say a man talked dirty to a teenager, and now they've busted him.
It started with a tip a few months back. Prosper police say 33-year-old Robert Skillman of Killeen was accused of communicating online with a 14-year-old. Those conversations often turned sexual. After a short investigation, detectives got a search warrant for Skillman's home and found clear evidence of communications of a sexual nature with several minors on several different devices. Skillman is currently jailed in Killeen and will be transported this week to the Collin County Jail. He will face several charges of online solicitation of a minor under 14. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
After a 3-6 start to the season, the wheels seem to be coming off the cart for the Cowboys.
Cowboys star Micah Parsons' post-game comments have set the social media world ablaze.
You know, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants, but guys, I kind of feel bad for these guys like Zach Martin and guys who might be on their last year or on their way out, you know, because that's who I wanted to hold the trophy for. You know, you want to win games and do great things with those type of legends who put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did. So those are the kind of guys that I have so much sympathy and hurt for.
Head coach Mike McCarthy reportedly spoke to Parsons and referred to the issue as handled. On the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Coming up in less than 2 minutes, new glasses for the hearing impaired. You're going to love it.
How many push-ups can you do? Mayo Clinic worked up a new chart that shows you how many the average person should be able to do based on their age. At 25, a guy should be able to do at least 28 at one time. Women that age should go for 20. Men at 35 should be able to do 21 push-ups and women 19. By the time you get to 65, it drops to 10 for both men and women.
That's assuming that I could do a single push-up.
Yeah, they're assuming a lot. I think once you get down there, it's tough getting back up.
I'm not in one of the age groups. I'm in my 50s, so I would have to do, I don't know, what 15 push-ups
probably
or something
right
like that?
In there,
we don't have to do any.
Oh, thank goodness. Seriously, my doctor, like 2 weeks ago, says, you need to start exercising. I'm like, well, I need a new doctor because this is not going to happen. Love this technology. New technology to rescue people with hearing difficulties. There's new smart glasses are going to roll out that'll actually transcribe conversations and project them inside the lens for users to be able to read in real time during conversations. They look just like a regular traditional pair of thick frame glasses. These innovative new glasses are linked via Bluetooth to an app on the user's phone. The app currently recognizes English, Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, German, and Portuguese. The AirCaps glasses are available to U.S. buyers for only $699. Gosh, at least it's not $700.
Well, that's true. Well, yeah, the tax, though.
Yes.
COVID caused a lot more than a pandemic in this country. It also gets the blame for a lot of drinking, and that drinking didn't stop when the pandemic ended. The new study in the Annals of Internal Medicine finds more people started stress drinking around the pandemic, and more people died from alcohol between the years of 2018 to 2022. The authors call it an alarming public health issue. One expert said all this excess drinking also caused more people to come down with severe liver disease.
Employees of a popular genetic testing company are getting pink slips.
To reduce costs and refocus its business, 23andMe is cutting 200 employees. That's about 40% of its workforce. The company's also discontinuing further development of all its therapeutics programs. The CEO's been trying to take the struggling company private since April, but it's been dealing with big setbacks, including financial and strategic missteps, as well as a big user data breach. Stacy Lin, CBS News.
In China, more than 3 dozen people died and a number of others wounded. A car plowed into a crowd of people.
Police in Zhuhai have announced that 35 people have been killed. 43 others were injured. They have arrested a 62-year-old man. Police say he attempted to self-harm with a knife at the scene, and he is now in a coma, unable to be questioned.
Apparently, the guy is upset about a divorce settlement.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oil giant Shell has won an appeal against a Dutch ruling ordering it to cut emissions.
Shell had challenged the 2021 ruling that it must reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 45% by 2030 and respect human rights. Shell argued that this was a matter for politicians, not the courts. Judges found that while protecting people from the effects of climate change is a human right, forcing Shell to cut its emissions will not mitigate the global problem. The environmentalist who brought the case said the decision hurts, but vow to continue their fight against what they call the major polluters. The decision can be appealed. Lauren Comito for CBS News, Amsterdam.
A lot of moms and dads are taking the whole idea of Parents Weekend with the college kids to try and relive the good old days of their times in college. Wall Street Journal takes a look at these Parents Weekends, where parents go to visit and they party like it's still 1999 to them. They're more likely to head to frat houses to play beer pong than to visit with college professors to see how the students are doing in classes. And apparently a lot of the college students say, bring it on, Mom. Let's go party.
I know, but I'm going to tell you, Mom and Dad, you're too old for the club. You're just too old for the club.
What's the old phrase? If it's too loud, you're too old?
They're too old.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you told me some very important breaking news a little while ago. You said today's National Happy Hour Day.
Yeah, today's National Happy Hour Day.
Okay.
So
good
to know. Two for one.
Noted. Thank you. 724 here at News Radio 1080 KRLD. We're the station in DFW for market and business updates brought to you by lawnsmith.com. Here's our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
National Happy Hour Day. Why should today be any different from any other day?
they actually call it Tuesday.
They have happy hour. Well, yeah, you got to do something to turn around Tuesdays. Stock market, speaking of turning around, we've been sort of drifting just a little bit lower, very light selling across the board after what's been a remarkable run and a fresh series of new all-time highs. But just a few minutes ago, we turned positive across the board. And again, not by much. I mean, the S&P average would be up 1 if we opened right now, but that's better than negative, I guess. And the Dow would be up 69, and the S&P average, I mean, the NASDAQ up, looks like 8 points. Like I say, there's some spate of good news that's out there, and I haven't quite located it. Meanwhile, we'll watch a lot of the commodities. Oil just got killed. down below $70 a barrel on China's latest stimulus program, which really disappointed everybody. Everybody was assuming they'd be a big consumer. We had a two-week low. Now, as it is, it's back up 34 cents right now. But 68.38 is not going to keep the folks in West Texas happy. Then gold. I had the biggest sinking spell in more than 3 years. Now, gold is up a couple of dollars right now, 26.19. But the enemy of gold is a strong dollar and higher interest rates. And we've got a very strong dollar. Good time to go to Europe and spend some money. And also, we've got higher interest rates. The 10-year rate's back up to 4.38%. Individual earnings out there, maybe the most important right now is Home Depot. The earnings didn't look all that good, but they are raising guidance. And the revenues beat, and same-store sales were better than expected. Still, they had their eighth consecutive quarter of negative same-store sales comparisons, but they said the corner is being turned, and that stock's trading higher. In fact, it's getting close to a new all-time high on the opening. So right now, looks like a little bit of buying across the board, which would be enough to give us a fresh round of new all-time highs. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In honor for a handful of North Texas restaurants, they got recognized by Michelin. It's the first ever Texas edition. Now, only one restaurant in the Dallas-Fort Worth area got a single Michelin star. Others got official recommendations, like Georgie's in Knox Henderson area also got a Michelin handshake.
For the first time ever, Michelin released a Texas restaurant guide with several North Texas businesses on the list. Award tiers range from 1 to 3 stars, and there are also categories for recommendations, sustainability, and good value. Restaurants have no clue when they're visited by anonymous reviewers, which takes months.
The reviewers that do come, when they do go back and discuss the restaurant, there really has to be a unanimous decision from all the reviewers that that restaurant deserves Michelin's attention.
Goman says to simply be in the conversation is a nod worth celebrating.
That's Candace Sweat reporting from NBC5.
A mission to save migrating birds flying through Fort Worth is seeing success.
The city says their efforts to reduce light pollution and building collisions is working. The Lights Out Fort Worth team has recorded 42 bird deaths this fall, down from previous years. Building owners in downtown Fort Worth, they've been turning off lights overnight to help protect migrating birds. The program is now expanding its efforts to suburban areas and college campuses to further reduce bird collisions and educate the community on the importance of bird conservation. And people like you can help by reporting incidents of dead or injured birds through the DBird website. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.